If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens.
He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, indeed. Hey, guys, how you living? Are you doing well? Good, glad to hear that. So, in this episode, I talked by myself about a wedding that I did earlier today, and it wasn't anything special. It was just doing a rundown of my day with some random thoughts in there as well. And then I started talking about maybe getting sick and how I was not going to seek treatment if I got deathly ill, which I don't know where that came from, but and I said it, so I meant it. Yeah, I talked about that a lot of random shit, and just chatting it up with a couple of folks in the chat here. Actually, Brother Doc Simon was in the chat here, and he's going to be on the podcast tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the band tribute at the Pit, so that's going to be good, and it's definitely going to be something you're not going to want to miss. One of the greatest musical brains, one of the greatest brains, period, that I've ever spoken with is going to be sitting in the hot seat tomorrow. So I'm excited about that, and you should be as well. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com and check out all the cool content that is there, which is basically all the two most recent YouTube videos, all of the audio recordings, all the way back to episode number one is on there. There is a blog that I have yet to update since I said I was going to be doing so, and all sorts of other things that are on there. There's an about section with music and whatnot, and links to all of the singles that I've recorded here myself, and also I'm going to be re-recording a few of those songs with Brother Ed Dennis, who I actually need to get Brother Ed Dennis on the podcast one day. He's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to music and old baseball stuff too. I love talking with him about old baseball stories and things. He grew up out in San Diego or San Francisco. I always get them confused. But he grew up out there, and he got to see all old Willie Mays stuff. So it was San Francisco. But yeah, all that's going to be coming to you pretty soon. Stay tuned for all of that. If you want to follow me on social media, Kelsey Hudgens everywhere except for Instagram. Instagram is Yonder Wizard, WIZZERD. If you want to follow the podcast, it's at MI Stuff Podcast. And everywhere except for Twitter, the number one is added. And I think that's about it. Please go to screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ball whiskey, screwball whiskey. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Could I have done that any more sloppily? Screwball whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here, S-K-R-E-W, ball whiskey.com. Go check that out. And anything else? I think that's all I got. Maybe jumping back on here later on tonight for a little late night session, but we'll see. And if not, I'll see you guys right back here tomorrow around a similar time. I don't know exactly when it is, but I think it's going to be, if I had to guess, somewhere around the 2 o'clock hour. So anyway, without further ado, episode number 174 of the MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfuckers. I told the folks in the video that you guys will have to go and check out to get the remainder of the content. I told those fine folks that I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about today, and I don't. I got zero clue what I'm going to be talking about, but that's okay, because I don't really need to know what I'm going to talk about to just talk, because that's just what I do. I'm a talker, man. I like to talk. I got the light right in front of me. Can you see it shining off of my glistening forehead? I got up today at about 9:45, around 9. I woke up around 9:15, but I got up around 9:30, 9:45. And I did that god-awful thing because some people that I love got married today. And I told them that I would help them out with the ceremony a little bit. And it was a very simple thing. It wasn't the kind of thing. I didn't get any agent involved in doing this one. Actually Richard, who's been on the podcast, Richard Squires, the guy who came and interviewed me that time. He got married today, and I told him, I was like, yeah, man, of course I'll be there. So, I mean, I would have been there anyway. So I was like, yeah, man, if you need me to play a couple songs, I'll do that. I will say this. I was really nervous going into it because in my experience, which I have, oh, come on, man, I'm watching football, and this dude on here is just hanging on to it, whatever. He has no hair left, and it's just painted on. And that's just, I don't know, why do you do such a thing? Anyway, in my experience, and I've done a few weddings, anytime your contact for the wedding is one of the bride or the groom, anytime your contact is in, like, you're the bride or the groom, it's usually not going to get all the information that you need before the wedding. And I was really worried about that. Anytime also that you get in a situation where you're doing a ceremony and you're actually part of a ceremony, that if you don't get like a written, okay, this is how shit's going to go. This is the order of things. Unless you get that, you're like, okay, this might not go as well as they want it to. And I was worried that that was going to be the case just because I haven't told him this yet, but I will tell him just because now it's over and everything went well. I'm going to be like, yeah. So I was looking for like an order of where the songs are going to go in the ceremony, but instead he told me the songs out of order, but he told me where they were going to go in the ceremony. So I don't mind talking about this, he won't give a shit either, nor will she. So they wanted How Great Thou Art to be played as they took communion, which I thought was really nice that you guys know that I'm a religious person. If you've listened to this podcast more than an episode, and if you haven't listened to this podcast before, if this is the first time you've heard it, welcome to you also. And I'm a very religious person, and I grew up in church and all that brouhaha, and I am a Christian, so I appreciate the tradition of the way that they did their wedding, but they wanted some hymns to be done while they were getting married. And for those who don't know the lingo, hymns are just Christian song. Just traditional Christian songs. And they wanted one to be done while they were taking communion, which I thought was beautiful that they took communion. And they also invited people from the congregation to come up and pray with them. But I was thinking that this was like, because I grew up in a Methodist church, and they would do this thing called laying hands, like where they would lay hands on you, and they would come up like to the altar, and the church would lay hands on you, and the person closest to them, to you, would lay their hands on you, and then people behind them would lay their hands on them, and it would be like a just chain of people that was gathered around the person that wanted to be prayed for. And this was a little differently. They each came up individually. People came up individually to pray with them, and they had specific songs that wanted to be played during that time. And it wasn't nothing I didn't know. And it was nice. It was actually, I was foolish to have been worried about that. And the reason, and the thing that I was going to say that I'll tell them later, since now we know everything's going to go went well, because it did, I'm going to tell them that anytime I usually get information like that before a wedding, it usually does not go well. And anytime that it's like, you know, you get there and there's no point of contact for the wedding, it usually goes a little rough. But I had a different feeling about this one, just because this is, I know these folks, and I know no matter how it would have gone, it would have been fine. Like, no matter how things would have turned out, if I would have screwed up, if I would have done something wrong, like if I would have, it would have ruined my world, because I'm very peculiar about my performance, and I want it to go well. I don't want anything to ever go bad. But this one, I was like, you know what? No matter how it turns out, it's going to be done. And I've always said the same thing to people when they're getting married. I'm like, you know what? I've been a part of a lot of these things, and at the end of all of them, they were married. You know, that's the deal. At the end of all of them, they were married. That's just how this thing works. And no matter what we do is going to change that. And mostly weddings I've noticed have been, a lot of the weddings that we're part of as a band or as an artist, I've noticed those people have their weddings for their friends. Those people have their weddings for their friends and their families. Like, it's mostly like just big party, big get together, and they want to impress a bunch of people, and they want a bunch of people to be there or whatever and have a good time. But it's rare that you get to see a wedding that's for the people. Like, it's for the bride and the groom. Like, Brian Jordan's wedding was like that. Old Music Chatter there, subscribe to his page. Listen to him talk about records and such. His wedding was like that. And I thought that was great that you do a wedding for you and your wife. You know, you do a wedding for you and your husband. And or vice versa, however, whatever, insert your pronouns. But you do, I thought that was great. They knew exactly what they wanted. They wanted it at their church. They wanted their church family and their family to come and pray for them. And they wanted their friend to play a song or a couple of songs. And I have a version of Old Rugged Cross that they really like. And I did some finger picking on guitar, and I think that he was sort of wanting me to maybe play like a concert sort of thing, but I don't think that's necessary for a wedding. You don't want anything in a wedding to be comparable to any part of stealing the show in a way. And not to say that me singing or playing would steal a show, but I'm a performer. Like, I'm a professional performer. If I start to do that, then it's going to turn into a show about me. And we don't need that. So I did some finger picking and stuff. What up there, Buzz? Great to see you and hear you. Well, it's great to see you and see you, I guess. I can hear you technically. This is the equivalent to seeing and hearing these days. But yeah, I didn't want the show to become about me, because anytime I'll start playing and singing at the beginning, like, especially if it's not something that's part of the ceremony, because I very much know how to stand to the side and out of the way. By the way, they wanted me to play at separate points during the ceremony, so it wasn't like I could walk off stage and sit down. So I'm probably going to be in a lot of these pictures, and I hope that I didn't screw that up for the photographer. Because she kept trying to move around, and I could tell, just because I'm observant, that she was moving around to get me out of a lot of the shots. And I'm sorry, but I was needed at certain parts of the ceremony, and I didn't know when those parts were going to come. Now, one thing that did save me was, for those of you who don't know, I played praise and worship at a church for damn near all of my life. Like my youth, as soon as I learned how to play music, I would say the first 5 to 6 months of playing music, I was in a church praise band. And that's how I learned how to play, mostly, was just getting yelled at by people in a band that for doing something wrong. Or not yelled at, but corrected. But, oh, what a block. So I was actually Buzz, me and Buzz were working together at Starbucks, and I started, shortly after there, I started playing praise and worship at a church up in North Myrtle Beach, and getting in there and just seeing the inside of churches and seeing how people work inside and being a part of the meetings and things like that to a big church with a lot of members. And I was just turned off to the whole church thing. And like I said, I still practice my faith, as everybody has a right to, but I just choose to not do it at church. But anyway, I did go today, and the only reason I bring the praise and worship thing and bring that up is because they had a guy. Praise and worship at church always has this big projector, and all the lyrics come up so everybody in the church can sing along. So instead of having hymnals now, which you'd read the hymns from in the back of the pews, they don't have those anymore. Now they have this big projector, and there's a guy who runs all the stuff. So this guy saved me today. I got there. Run it, Matt Ryan. Get that first down, baby. There you go. I heard this guy. Or not heard this guy. I got there, and the groom told me, he was like, they have equipment there and stuff, but you know, if it's easier to use your stuff, then bring it. You know, so I was like, okay. So I guess we don't know if anybody's gonna be there to run sound. We don't know if anybody's gonna. I didn't know that. And these are just certain things that usually know before wedding starts, which. Like, and like I said, I'm not complaining at all. I'm totally fine with that. By the way, I'm pulling off my Jamie Deluxe look today with my sleeveless shirt because it was hot as fuck when I got home. And, yeah, anyway. So I got there with all my equipment and everything and was, like, ready to go in and just prepared to bring everything in and set it up. So I walked in and I see a dude on stage. I was like, all right, this is a guy I'm going to talk to. So I walk up, and he's plugging in a tuner. And I was like, okay, he must be breaking down from the praise and worship this morning. I was like, hey, man, I'm going to be playing some songs today. He was like, cool, I'm setting you up right now. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't say oh, shit in church. I was like, oh, right on, man, that's cool. I didn't say oh, shit in church. I was like, that's awesome, man. So I don't need anything. He was like, just need your guitar. And I was like, that is great. So I didn't need anything. Cables, he plugged me. He set me up with a tuner. He was running sound for me in the back. I was like, dude, this is awesome. This is going to be a lot easier than I expected. So I was like, okay, cool. So I sat down. I was waiting on Richard to get there. And I went. I just sat there and went through my phone and looked through the text messages and read over and over and in my mind got the order of how things were going to go down. And why are you not throwing the ball to my Julio Jones, dude? I'm sorry. Forgive me, guys. I need them points in fantasy, dog. but anyway, I got the order of ceremony in my head and got down how everything was going to go. And I talked to Richard and was like, going to ask him a bunch of questions about how things were going to go, the order of ceremonies and stuff like that. But he was running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wing it. Doesn't matter. I was reading through the lyrics of still not Julio Jones. I was reading through lyrics of the How Great They Are, which was the only song that they asked me to sing that I didn't know every word to, like to the verses and whatnot. But got up to start playing, and I was just finger picking music. Richard came up and was like, "Hey man, yeah, you can go ahead and start if you're ready." And I was like, "All right, cool." So I think he was expecting me to like play music, but I was just finger picking songs. I just wanted to like give it some ambiance, and they were already playing like Vitamin String Quartet stuff, which if you're not familiar with Vitamin String Quartet, you might enjoy this, Buzz. They do it's like a violin. It's a violin quartet that plays covers of famous songs and just does it sweetly. It sounds like wedding music. And that was playing, and I thought that would have been better than what I could have done. But I got up there and I just did some finger picking stuff, some of the stuff that I usually do on the podcast here. And I don't have my guitar out now or I'd show you. But I did a little finger picking stuff, and that turned out nice. And that went about like, I think it went as I expected it to go. And then he gave me the nod, and all of a sudden on a screen, full circle, my praise and worship screen where they put the lyrics to all of the songs, popped up the song that I was supposed to sing. So I was like, my dude in the booth has an order of ceremony, so I don't have to worry about anything. As soon as that happened, I was like, bro, this is cake right here. So I'm just like reading lyrics, all doing Amazing Grace as they walk down the aisle, and did two verses of that. And he even told me in a messages earlier, he was like, if it gets to the point where you feel like it's time to stop, just finish the verse you're on and bail. And I was like, dude, I'm great at that. So I saw that they were coming down. I saw that they were coming down, and the dude's keeping up with me, flipping the lyrics as they roll over. And he basically walked me through the entire ceremony by way of flipping the lyrics and stuff like that. And I don't know, it's pretty cool. I'm sorry, I might have to cut this shit off. Oh yeah, I forgot you did that. Yeah, Buzz does the bagpipes. That's right. I forgot about that. Dressed up as Highlander. I love it. But yeah, so the ceremony went well. I told the guy afterwards, I was like, bro, you saved me, man. Like you throwing the lyrics up there, because I didn't know and I needed all of How Great Thou Art. And I only know first and last verse to most songs because I grew up in Methodist church, and all right, y'all, turn to page 372 in your hymn books. We're going to sing the first, third, and fifth verses of How Great Thou Art, Amazing Grace. So the first, like first, third, and fifth is usually how these songs go. Like you rarely ever do the full thing. So this dude, we needed every verse of How Great Thou Art, all three verses, and this dude had them all queued up, and I was like, hell yeah, bro. I wasn't like, hell yeah, in church, obviously. Doesn't matter. But yeah, so that went well. I told the dude, I was like, bro, you saved me, man, because I wasn't prepared for all those verses of How Great Thou Art. I did all three verses, a chorus, then two more choruses after the kill time while they were praying. And I was like, are you sure you want me playing music while they're praying for you? And he was like, yeah, it'll take the awkwardness away from the silence of them just praying at the front of the church. And the other reason too, I brought up earlier that they came up and prayed individually over them, which in Pentecostal church, where I graduated from Pentecostal school, and the church was obviously a Pentecostal church, and I went to church there on Sundays, and I was in that praise band at that church. And man, when they brought people up to the front of the church to pray for you, honestly, there's a Pentecostal joke that my Pentecostal preacher, Brother Pastor Larry, used to tell about. They always call on the new Christians to pray out loud. And that's something that happens. They always call on the new Christians to pray out loud. And it's funny. It's like a joke that preachers pull on people who are new Christians and not good at praying. They just make them pray in front of the church. But in Pentecostal churches, when people pray, everybody prays out loud. Which is, if you've never been a part of it, it's pretty interesting. It's like you get up there and it's like, oh man, this is terrifying. I'm about to have to pray, speak to God in front of all of these people. Like, this is terrifying. So you stand up and you say, "Dear Lord," and then everybody else in the room starts praying out loud, and you can just wait until it gets quiet and then just go, "Amen." But yeah, this was a lot different. Like, people, they walked up and they prayed out loud, but just in their little small little group. And there was like four people that got up and prayed with them, four or five. And they kept, I don't know, they one would trade off and then the next one. But I was like, man, I thought this was going to be like a Pentecostal thing where everybody was going to come up all at once and lay hands, and it was just going to be like everybody praying all at once. And just with everybody, because that's just how it worked in the Pentecostal church that I was in. But I understand that that's not a normal thing. And what's funny is I didn't realize how abnormal of a thing that was until today, when I was like, oh, so everybody doesn't do it like that. Oh, sorry, I'm burping up. Cookout from last night. I'm a fucking idiot for going to see. I'm such a moron, man. I could do better. I could not go eat fast food, and I could not suck down these soft drinks that I've been drinking lately and be lazy and just lay it on the couch and shit like that. But I'm just so damn lazy, and I can't get over it. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take to get me out of this funk of being just lazy. I don't know what it's going to take. And I know something has to happen. Something's got to happen. Surely something will happen to make me understand that I can't continue to eat the way I eat and live the way that I live lazily and not move. I know that I can't do that. I know that that won't fly for long. And it's just a matter of how long. I don't know. I need to do something better. I need to do something different. And you know what else I need to do is I order just too much food. I'll go and I can't decide on what I want, so I'll get a couple of things, and I never eat all of it, and I end up just throwing shit away. So not only am I just being foolish with my eating habits, but I'm also being foolish with how much I spend on the food that I could just, because I'm throwing away money, I guess, at the end of a meal when I haven't eaten everything that I've ordered, that I'm just like, well, this is, you know, $5 I could have saved. But I'm an idiot. I'm a dumbass. What can you do? At least I'll admit it. So many people who are dumbasses and idiots that just won't admit it. just admit it, man. We're all dumb. I don't know where that thought came from. I guess I just burped and realized that, I don't know, it was caused by something that I shouldn't have even eaten. What can you do? I guess not be an idiot, for starters. But anyway, back to the wedding thing. It went well. They asked me to do, like I said, they asked me to do the how great they are while they were praying over them, and while they were doing the communion, which was before the prayer part, they asked me to do. I have a version of Old Rugged Cross, and dude queued up the lyrics to Old Rugged Cross. We got through one verse and one chorus of it and out. One verse, one chorus, and out. And that went well. And yeah, it was really a short ceremony, man. It started a little after one, and we were done at 1:28. It was very, very, very short ceremony, and I really like that, man. They had a pizza party, a giant pizza party after for everybody. There was just pizza everywhere. I didn't need any pizza. I already had heartburn. So here's something that I want to ask you guys about. Do any of you have, like, and I get heartburn really bad just because of my eating habits and because I'm fat, and I think that just comes with the territory. But if I wake up earlier than I normally wake up, I have heartburn no matter what, and I feel nauseated in the morning. And every single time I wake up earlier than I normally do, that happens. And it's not like a freak occasion to where, like, oh, what'd you eat the night before? And it never matters. Anytime I wake up early, I just feel nauseated and I have heartburn to the point of vomit, and I just don't. My body is just not prepared for that. Does anybody else go through that? Like, if you wake up maybe earlier than you normally would, or if you get out of, like, if you're up and at them at a different time of day than you would normally be awake, does your body go through that? I wonder, because I think back to when I was a kid. I'm pretty sure that I've always been that way, because I think back and I just feel like I would be nauseated every single morning, and I would tell my parents every single day, I feel like I'm going to throw up. And they pawned it off as, oh, he's just lying because he doesn't want to go to school. But it still happens to this day. So I'm thinking that I'm thinking that I had some kind of, I don't know what kind of issue it is, but I'm curious if anybody else has that. I just get nauseated, man. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I'm like, my body is like, fuck this. This is not, nuh-uh. We don't do this. This isn't our time of day. You can go on somewhere else with the shit. We ain't having it today. And we're not ready to show up for work yet. You know, it's like, not everybody's ready to show up for work yet. But my brain and my actual body is moving around. But there's certain parts, like my stomach and just my whatever, my esophagus. all that whole system is just not right. That whole system is just not right for a few hours. And I can't eat as soon as I wake up either. Like, if I eat, like, as soon as I wake up, if I eat something, almost guaranteed to get sick. Almost guaranteed. I have to be up at least, like an hour or so before I get, you know. Somebody's knocking on my door. They're just going to have to wait. But, yeah, I have to wait at least like an hour or so before I get into food or anything like that, because it's just not good. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. Anywho, that happened to me this morning. I woke up and I was nauseated and just not feeling the way that I don't know, just not feeling normal. Not feeling like I could pull this thing off, but that's normal. That's normal, though. That's like every single time I wake up early, that happens. And honestly, it happens even if I wake up late. Just like any time when I'm like within 30 minutes of sleep and awake, I can't really have a hard time. Oh, what's up, Doc? Get Doc a wrench. Gray man's blues. Brother Doc here is organizing the annual tribute to the band, and I saw that poster that Perlino posted, Doc. That was pretty good. I'd make something like that, but I'm not near as good as all the other folks are when it comes to art and stuff like that, so maybe I'll get somebody to make one for the Tennessee Jed. But what was I just saying? Oh yeah, in the morning I just, anytime I'm awake earlier than usual and my body is working against me, I will always try to I'll always try to give myself a mental excuse to be like, yeah, I don't have to go do this thing, right? Like, I don't really have to go do this thing. Like, this is not completely necessary, right? And I have that thought every single time. I have to talk myself into doing everything. And when I'm dealing with it with maybe some, like, if somebody in the band is having an issue with a gig and they're like, can we just not go? If I'm saying no, we can't just not go, that means that I have completely ruled out any options, because I am always one that wants to not go. Always. I always want to not go. I don't know, man. When I first wake up, first hour or so, I'm just out of it, and I'm just not in any shape to be in public. Or and people come up to me all the time, are you okay? Yeah, I just look like this, dude. It's just me operating outside of my normal hours. It's just not it ain't for me, man. But I was glad to be a part of something that something of those guys won't ever forget, and they damn sure won't forget me, because I'm in just about all the pictures. I'm gonna have to apologize to them for that. But like I said, I was involved in the ceremony, and it would have been awkward. I didn't know exactly where I was gonna be needed, so I kind of had to watch the ceremony and stand there with my guitar and just be ready to play when it came my time. So it was a lot of, you know. And I didn't wear this, by the way. I wore this button-down shirt that was long sleeve with rolled-up sleeves and jeans. I did ask him if I could wear jeans and flip-flops. He said that was cool. I did wear a button shirt, though. That's like, I think that's what a musician's idea of dressing up is like, maybe just putting on a button shirt with the shit you normally wear. But yeah, I don't know. There's something going on outside. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, that's my idea of dress up. Just wear what I normally wear with a button shirt. Like, if that's acceptable, then sign me up. And I didn't even think about it. I laid down to go to sleep last night around 2:15, 2:30, probably, yeah, somewhere around there. And I fell asleep pretty quick, which is weird, because usually I won't be able to fall asleep until like 5, but I fell asleep last night pretty early, and that was nice. So I was laying in bed and I was like, shit, I haven't figured out what I'm gonna wear tomorrow, and I don't know if it's gonna be clean when I wake up, and by the time I wake up, I won't have time to wash anything. I'll have to just go. And you know what I said? I was like, fuck it, I'll figure it out when I wake up. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it does, Roll Tide. And I woke up and I had, speaking of Roll Tide, I had a crimson shirt that I wore, and just my regular old jeans that I wear to gigs. And he will not throw the ball to Julio Jones, who is open consistently. Forgive me, I'm sorry, it's just football. Anyway, I don't know that I really have much more. I will say this. I did not record an episode on Wednesday. I'm just busy, guys. I've been busy with gigs and stuff like that, and I like to save my energy for things like that. I am off a couple of days in a row. I'm off tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday, and back to it on Wednesday, I believe. So I should be able to. And Matt Ryan keeps getting sacked. I keep getting gigs, and I'm excited about those gigs. So I'm not going to complain. But yeah, I just keep getting these gigs, and I would just rather save my energy for those gigs and stuff like that. Yeah, that's right. I should go to a doctor. Man, I'm just scared of what they'll tell me, man. I'm just terrified of what they'll tell me. I've always been scared of going to doctors as an adult. Just because back in the day when you were a kid, you go to a doctor and I don't know, back when I was a kid, I'd go to a doctor and they'd say, okay, we took this x-ray of this tooth that we're going to have to put a filling in, and we saw this growth in your nasal cavity, and we're going to send you over to an ear, nose, and throat doctor and have it, we're going to take a sample of it and send it off and have it tested. And then I was like, okay, that's cool. So they had sent this thing off and had it tested and came back malignant, and they said, okay, so we're going to have to have surgery and have this thing taken out. So I was like, okay. So I went and got the tumor that was growing inside my nasal cavity removed, and I had to go back for like 2 years afterwards and have a CT scan every 4 months for 2 years afterwards, and it never grew back. But that was at 15 years old. So just to say the least, as a soon to be 33-year-old, I'm pretty terrified to go back because I don't want them to tell me, okay, we found this thing again. I don't know if we'll be able to cut it out, but I have decided this, and this is totally off the topic, sort of. I have decided that if I ever do become ill with some quote unquote incurable sickness, I am going to opt to not take any treatment for said illness. Just for myself, I'm curious to see. I just remember when my Aunt Marie was so strong and so strong, even after having cancer, was still like just so strong. And whenever she started doing the treatment and the chemotherapy and the radiation and stuff like that, she just became so weak. And I know that this is a foolish thought for a lot of reasons, and I don't care, but I feel like she might still be here if it weren't for those treatments. And I understand that maybe quality of life might not be the best, but quality of life wasn't that great, period. It just seems like they sped up the process in a big way. And I don't know. I'm gonna not do stuff like that. If anything like that ever does happen to me, I'm telling you now, I'm not doing any treatments or anything like that. I'm just gonna see how long it goes. I'm gonna document everything here on the podcast and let everybody know what's going on. I don't know. Yeah, I am scared. And I don't know, whatever. My parents weren't scared. They weren't even thinking. I was an accident, bro. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but true story. But see, here's the thing, is that my parents, it wasn't necessarily them being that thought that way. It was just, I went for a filling. They did an x-ray because of a filling that I was going to have. Like, the dentist noticed it and was like, hey, there's this thing in there that you should get a second opinion on. And then the second opinion was like, hey, this thing's malignant, we need to take it out. And they went and had it tested. And so, I mean, there was none of that. But yeah, I do need to go to a doctor. I am just scared. I'm scared. Not only am I scared, but I also, my health insurance lapsed a few months ago, just because personally it was just too much money I was spending on something that I just couldn't afford. I simply couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford it and everything else that I have to pay for in my life. Like, I mean, when it comes to, you know, internet and cable or health insurance, I choose internet and cable like any normal human would. I don't don't know. I'll get it back. Man, it was expensive, dude. That shit was like $250 a month. That's not a lot of money if you think about it, but if you add that shit up, that's a lot of money. I don't got that kind of bread, man. I do not got that kind of bread. But anyway, I got a good 45 minutes of content for you guys. I really didn't have anything to talk about today, and there will be something else that'll come up that I'll for sure have a random ass thought and maybe go live later on tonight. I got to go to the lodge around 5 o'clock and do some learning on some things, and I might be getting back on here around, I don't know, later on tonight, maybe. I'm not going to make any promises, but what I am going to do is chill out, soak up some AC, and get some food in me that hopefully isn't some sort of fast food. I actually got rid of a bed frame that I had and a bed, and it was just, I was going to set it up as an extra bed in my spare bedroom, but a friend of mine needed it, and I was like, if you want to take this, it's just literally kind of sitting in the way right now, and if you want it, you can use it for as long as you want it, and if you ever want to get rid of it, just give it back. So I gave them that for some deer meat, so I got a pretty good bit of deer meat in the freezer. So might be thawing some of that stuff out. Ooh, that's exactly what I'm going to do. But it won't be thawed out by the time I need to eat. Decisions, guys. Decisions. All right. So while I'm going to think about these decisions I have to make, please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Please go to screwballwhiskey.com, screwballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, Screwball Whiskey. Like Screwball Whiskey on Facebook as well, or Instagram, all over the social media, Screwball Whiskey, SKREW. Follow them all on social media and stay updated wherever it is available, which now is everywhere. Go to your local liquor store and ask them for a bottle of Screwball Whiskey. And if they do not have Screwball Whiskey, tell them to find it. So you can get it from your liquor store that you frequent. So do that. Check out the Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwballwhiskey.com. SKREW. Ball Whiskey. And once again, please, mistuffpodcast.com. I keep that updated. I keep this stuff updated sort of regularly. So please keep up with that. And if you want to follow me on YouTube, please subscribe. Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube. I'm trying to get to 420 subscribers, but we're slow at getting that right now, and I'm fine with that. And yes, I'm totally fine with that. But let's get those subscription numbers up. Share it with your friends. If I say anything that's interesting at all, or if I say anything that's not interesting, you guys just want to make fun of me amongst yourselves, then by all means do that. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Just subscribe. That's all I want. Just click something. I don't like click the thumbs down. I don't care. Just click shit. But yeah, please click the thumbs up if you wouldn't mind. And share these videos if you don't mind. Also, if you want to follow me on Spotify and iTunes, there's a YouTube topic channel that has my singles that I've released recently. If you guys want to follow Cornbread, the band that I'm in, we'll be doing a lot of gigs this week. Me and Smitty are actually doing a duo, I think, at Boardwalk Billy's this week. And then we've got Cornbread, full band, and Neil and Pam's. And then we have duo at Fork and Links on Saturday night, and then Sunday we're actually up in North Myrtle Beach again at Moto's. Murphy's on the ocean, so I want to be around a long time too, Doc. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, I've definitely got acid reflux. And I take a Omeprazole pill just about every day. I try not to take them every single day just because I'm scared of overdoing it with certain things like that. But it's usually the worst the day after. But it's always happened early. Like, just if I sleep long enough, it's already, like, settled itself by the time I get out of bed. So I'm going to be around a long time. I've already been around a long time. But I don't know. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not planning on going anywhere. If anything does get bad like that, yeah, well, we'll have a session tomorrow. That's right. Brother Doc is actually, is that tomorrow? I don't have my phone right next to me. It's over there plugged in. But we do have a podcast that's coming up pretty soon to promote the band tribute at the Pit. I can't remember exactly what day that is, but I'll know here shortly. Yep, well, perfect. That'll be tomorrow. Me and Brother Doc will be doing that. And also, there will be other podcasts coming to you soon, guest episodes. I wanted to get the guys from Monocopsis in, but unfortunately, the guy, my contact in that band, moved to Charlotte. So he's put me in contact with another member of the band that's potentially going to be coming in soon to talk about all sorts of things in music. But anyway, I've already talked way past the end of the outro song, so I'm going to go ahead and let you audio folks get back to whatever it was you were doing before you click play on this. So in a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.